Welcome back to Tel Talk. Today we're talking with Chuck Rao from Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in McMurray. How are you, Chuck?
I'm fine.
Your company is a trained comfort specialist. What exactly does that mean?
As a trained comfort specialist, we adhere to a higher level of dealer performance. We have a minimum hourly requirements of training every year for our technicians. We also have performance standards, our uniforms that we wear, our shoe covers and floor protectors that we use when we come into the home. And currently our customer satisfaction rating is 99%. All of our estimates for new equipment, of course, are free. We come on site, do a heating and cooling load calculation so we can determine the correct size of the equipment. As far as services go, we come out and for a minimal service call fee, we analyze what's going on with your system, and then we provide you with a repair cost in order to bring your system back in normal operation.
We've just endured one of the toughest winter seasons in this area's history. How has that affected your customers?
A lot of our customers are experiencing unusually high heating bills because of the severity of our winter. Also, we're seeing quite a few units that have received storm damage from ice falling off a roof, or we've had service calls where vents have been blocked for their furnaces to where the furnace can't work properly. Also, heat pumps are being covered up with snow and ice, and that also can damage the equipment. So if you have had equipment covered over with snow and ice, it's a good idea to get it checked out to make sure that everything's functioning properly.
What about customers who may have newer systems, and they may not even perceive them as being broke?
If you have newer high-efficiency equipment, then before you venture into the journey of another heating season, it's always a good idea to have your equipment serviced. We have roughly 9,000 operating heating hours in a season. So your equipment is a machine, so it's a good idea to have it cleaned and tuned and brought into manufacturer specifications so you have best efficiency out of that equipment. Now, if you have an older machine, older furnace, or heat pump, you may want to consider upgrading into more energy-efficient piece of equipment, or we have, you know, efficiencies as high as 95%, and then the heat pumps, you know, we have efficiencies that go clear up to a 20 SEER rating.
Speaking of broke, I understand the state is lifting its energy cap on utility companies this year. If our utility bills continue to skyrocket, we'll all be broke.
What they're doing is they're deregulating the electric industries, allow free competition to come into the marketplace. And the discussion in our industry is they're expecting a 70% price increase in electricity over the next 3 years.
Did you say 70%?
Well, at least that's the projection right now.
That's unbelievable. Is there anything consumers can do to prepare?
There's a couple things that can be done. Of course, higher efficiency equipment uses less energy. So if you have an older heat pump system, by upgrading into a newer, higher efficiency system, it'll use less electricity while still being able to maintain your current level of comfort. Of course, you can also use energy-saving devices like setback thermostats that when nobody's in the home or when you're sleeping at night, it can turn the temperature back and thereby also use less energy. And then finally, anything you can do to weatherize your house by adding insulation, better windows, weather stripping, doors, and those kind of things. Any place you can stop energy leakage, those things can also help.
Okay, I'm a homeowner. Where do I begin?
The easy place to start is by calling me. We are high-efficiency energy experts. A part of our process when we come in, if somebody's, you know, inquiring about how they can lower their utility bills, one of the things I do is a free survey of the home, analyze the heating and cooling requirements, and also part of that is while I'm looking at your home, if I notice some deficiencies, I can also offer suggestions on ways you can improve the efficiency of your home.
How much can I save with a new system? Would it be enough to justify throwing my old system out, even though it may still be in reasonable working condition?
If you're system is 10 years or more in age, depending on the model sets in place, we can make your equipment almost double the efficiency of what it currently is, whether it's a heat pump or whether it's a gas furnace or an air conditioner. There's been some real significant improvements in the efficiency in just the past few years, so it's always good to see what's available. A lot of our customers at today's current rates, I'm able to show them return on investment of as much as 20%. So if you invest $1,000, you can save $200 in the first year. So I think there's some real nice savings advantages available.
Can I finance my purchase?
With financing that's available, you can make the purchase, upgrade your system. The energy savings that you receive from the higher energy efficiency, and in a lot of instances, will make your monthly payment on the new piece of equipment.
What about rural areas that still use oil heat?
We do several oil systems per year. It's not quite as common in our area, more toward Washington and Greene County, but the efficiency changes in the oil aren't quite as significant, but they are making some strides in improving that.
Now, Chuck, many inner city homes still use water heat.
Yes, we install water heaters, the traditional vent style, as well as the direct vent style water heaters, and then we also offer the high efficiency instantaneous water heater.
I heard that utility companies themselves are kicking in some incentive.
Some of the Pennsylvania utilities are offering incentives to purchase higher efficiency equipment. So those incentives, typically a cash incentive where they would send you a rebate check, if you will.
Thank you so much, Chuck. Now, we know you've been busy because it's been a very busy year, so we really appreciate the time that you've spent.
Well, you're quite welcome. It was a pleasure talking with you and sharing some of this very important information about how to save money, particularly with our high utility bills.
Chuck Rao, owner of Valley Heating and Air Conditioning in McMurray. Call Chuck directly at 724-941-9793. That's 724-941-9793. That's all the time we have for now. Keep listening for another edition of Telf Talk.